will pray. I live to worship you. Help me say,
I'm not afraid to
need you to breathe. You are the air I breathe. I need you to breathe. Oh, girl, I need you to breathe. You are the air I need to breathe.
You are the air I breathe. Oh, my Lord. I need you to breathe. Hey, Jesus. I need you to breathe on me. You are the air I breathe. You are the air I breathe. Oh, you are the air I breathe. I can't do it alone, but I need you to breathe. Breathe on me, Lord. You are the air I breathe. Even when I wake up in the morning, you're the air I breathe. When I go to bed at night, you're the air I breathe. When I turn around, you're the air I breathe. When I come and go, you're the air I breathe. I thank you for the air that I breathe. You said in Psalm 150:6, let everything that have breath praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. I adore you. I appreciate your name, Lord. I just want to say thank you because you're the air I breathe. You're the air I breathe. Thank you, Jesus, that I could breathe your air today, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. You're the air I breathe. Yes, you are. You're the air I breathe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. I want to say I love you today, Lord. I love you tonight, Lord. I love you with everything that within me. I love you with all of my DNA. I love you with every fiber of my being. You said in Psalm 103:1, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love you today, Lord. I love you. I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You said in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, you shall not perish. Shall is a promise. God promised us we shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want to say thank you tonight, Jesus. 52 weeks of love. 52 weeks of love. Week 8, hosted by Evangelist Virginia Valentine Ministry out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the P2P Ministry and to the Now Network broadcast and all of those who are listening in tonight. And I want to say good evening to you, man of God. And I thank you and I honor you for being on this broadcast tonight. And I pray that God would have his own way tonight. God would have his own way tonight. Because you said the word that go forth out of my mouth shall not return back to you void, but accomplish that which pleases you and prosper to where it is sent. And I want to say thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you. And those who have their Bibles, turn with to me to our scripture tonight. That's the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 23. The book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 23. Mark 11, verse 23. And it reads, for verily I say unto you, For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said or she said shall come to pass. Oh, yes, God will bring it to pass. He shall have so whatever he or she said. That's Mark 11, chapter verses 23, read. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he or she says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he or she said. As I meditated on this word, saints of God, as I meditate on this word, saints of God, my faith began to rise. It truly stirs me up on the inside. Hallelujah, Jesus. As I meditated on this word, saints of God, my faith began to rise. I'm talking about my faith. My faith began to rise. It's truly stirred me up on the inside. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's truly stirred me up on the inside. When we think about a mountain in the natural, I'm talking about in the natural. When we think about a mountain in the natural, it towers above the land. Looking at the mountain, it is so large until it captivates us. Have you ever been in a car and driving by mountains? In some case, they can be seen on both sides of the highway. Hallelujah. And even looking ahead, they seem to be standing in the direct path of travel. My God. My God. Can you picture the scenery? Mountain on each side and before you. So as we hear this word tonight, let it be light. I say when we hear this word tonight, let it be light. Let it be real in your soul. Glory, hallelujah. Let it be real in your soul. Webster defines a mountain as an area of land that rises very high above the land around it. And that is higher than a hill. I say that is higher than a hill. What mountain are you facing today? I'm talking to somebody today, tonight. What mountain are you facing today? Sometimes the mountain in our lives surrounds us. And it might look impossible and seem there's no way out. And between a rock and a hard place. In the book of Matthew, the 19th chapter, verse 26, Jesus beheld them. Excuse me. But listen to this, no way out in between a rock and a hard place. The Matthew, the 19th chapter, verse 26, Jesus said, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Underline that word all in your Bible, because it did not say some things, it said, but all things. Seen impossible. How could we cause a mountain or whatever it is to move? Look like it would be impossible to do. I say look like it would be impossible to do. But if Jesus said we can do it, saints, if Jesus said we can do it, saints of God, we can. We can do it. was studying and I was reading, and I thought about Barack, President Barack Obama, when he was running for president. And he had a theme that said, yes, we can. And everybody surrounding him had a sign saying, yes, we can. Yes, we can. So here, what if Jesus said, we can do it, saints of God? We can. Because the book of Philippians 4:13 said we can do all things through Christ who give us the strength to do so. We can do all things through Christ. Through Christ. Through Christ. When my grandson was being reared up here in his home, and he was going to a private school, and every morning before he leave out for school, I would tell him, I say, CJ, before you leave out for school, if I'm still asleep, wake me up and let me pray with you and for you. And I've given him this scripture, 4:13. We can do all things through Christ who give me the strength to do so. And when he learned it, I say, when you're studying or you're meditating or you're taking a test, say it within yourself. I can do all things through Christ who give me the strength to do so. And he learned it. And he learned it, and he got, oh, he was so great at it. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say to you tonight, faith, not fear. I said faith, not fear. Sometimes we must encourage ourselves about this thing that has raised itself up higher than us. Let me say that again. Faith, not fear. Sometimes we must encourage ourselves about this thing that have raised itself up higher than us. I say higher than us, trying to exalt itself above the word of God. That mountain. I say that mountain. Yes, Lord. Our scripture tonight, Mark 11:23 says, verily, or truly, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart or her heart, but shall believe that those things which he said or she said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Thank you, Jesus. We shall have, shall, it's a promise. We shall have whatsoever we say. We have to say. We have to speak. Open up our mouth. We have to tell it. We have to tell the mountain where to go. Let me repeat that again. We have to say. We have to speak. Open up our mouth. We have to tell it. Tell the mountain where to go. Say, go throw yourself in the sea. Go throw yourself in the sea. Thank you, Jesus. Let's talk a minute about that fig tree. Y'all remember the fig tree. Well, let's talk a minute about that fig tree in Mark 11:13. And when he, talking about Jesus, when Jesus saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. Let me tell you about this fig tree. When Jesus came near the fig tree and he saw leaves on, only leaves, but no figs. You know, underneath the leaves, there's a little white bud that grows underneath the leaves. That's what's going to let you know there's going to be figs. But no bud was there. Only leaves. Only leaves. And Jesus said unto it, no fruit. No fruit. Grow on thee henceforward. Forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. It dried up. It died. It withered away. Because Jesus cursed the tree. He cursed it. And one translation says, may no fruit ever grow from you again. Let no fruit ever grow from you again. Because this fig tree has no figs but only leaves. First thing Jesus did, listen, saints of God. First thing Jesus did was sow. He sowed. S-A-W. First thing Jesus did was sow. He sow with his eyes, saints. It was before him, but it was good for nothing. Oh, my God. But it was good for nothing, oh, Jesus. You better hear me today. That mountain that's standing in your life is good for nothing. Did y'all get that? Let me say it again. First thing Jesus did was sow with his eyes. See, it was before him, but it was good for nothing. You better hear me tonight. That mountain that's standing in your life, you know what mountain I'm talking about? That mountain that's standing in your life is good for nothing. Jesus Christ did. He didn't say, oh, fig tree, that you shall bear fruit next time I come this way. No, Jesus didn't say that. No, mama. No, sir. No, mama. No, sir. Jesus did not say that. He cursed it. And he didn't say, oh, fig tree, I speak that you shall bear fruit next time I come this way. Jesus did not say that. Because he was not going to pass that way again. When he cursed it, it withered. And that next morning, the disciples passed by. When they looked, they saw the tree that was withered. And he said, oh, master, you remember when you cursed that fig tree? Say, look, it's dead. It has died. That's what Jesus said. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in your heart, but believe those things which you say shall come to pass. God, I bring some things to pass. Y'all need to hear me tonight. Jesus spoke it in faith. He spoke it in faith. Well, you might want to know what is faith. Somebody might not know what faith is, but faith is a strong persuasion in what you believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith can move mountains. Jesus spoke it in faith. He didn't doubt in his heart. You know what the word doubt? Look at the word doubt. Doubt brings unbelief, and unbelief casts out your faith. So I'm here tonight to tell you, Jesus didn't doubt in his heart, and his disciples was amazed. His disciple was amazed because he did not doubt in his heart. Hey, Jesus. And his disciple was amazed. And I'm here tonight to tell you, don't doubt. Don't doubt in your heart. But you need to believe whatever you say shall come to pass. We must say something. We must do something. And we must say something with our mouth. We must speak it. And it'll come to pass. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Jesus spoke in faith. And we must speak in faith. He didn't doubt in his heart. And his disciple was amazed. They were so amazed. And verse 20 goes on to say, and when the disciples saw it, look at that, when they saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're thankful about that. Yes, Lord. Jesus told them in verse 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, Jesus answered and said unto the disciples, he said, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and not doubt, if you have faith and not doubt, you shall not only do this which is done in the fig tree, but also you shall say unto this mountain. I'm not talking about a natural mountain, but I'm talking about a spiritual mountain. Things that arise in your life, things that come up in your life. And the Bible says, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. It shall be done. if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, whatever it is in your life that you're dealing with, every sickness, you need to tell it to be removed. Rheumatoid arthritis, be removed. Diabetes, be removed. Cancer, be removed. Anything that's not of God, tell it to be removed and be thou cast into the sea. And it shall be done. The word shall is a promise. God said it shall be done. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Jesus. Jesus modeled the power. Listen, y'all. Listen, saints of God. Listen. Listen. Jesus modeled the power of speaking words, accompanied by faith. He spoke to the wind. Y'all remember the wind when Jesus and his disciple was on the boat? Jesus was in the hind part of the boat, which was the back of the boat, asleep on a pillow. He was tired. He needed some rest. And he went to sleep. And there arose a furious storm, and the rain and the wind beat up against the boat, and the water filled the front of the boat. And the disciples were fearful, they was afraid. And they ran to the back of the boat where Jesus was asleep, and they said, Master, hey Lord, Master, do you care if we drown? Do you care if we die? And Jesus got up. Jesus got up. And he walked to the side of the boat. And he spoke to the wind. And it obeyed. I said he spoke to the wind and it obeyed. He spoke to demons and they obeyed. Hey, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. He spoke to sickness and disease, and they obeyed him. Yes, they did. And he said, you, and you, and you, and you. I'm talking to somebody tonight. And Jesus said, you, and I can speak to the mountain in our lives with genuine faith, with strong faith, with genuine faith. Strong faith and command them to be removed. You got to command some things to be moved in your life. If it's cigarettes you smoking, command them and say, I won't smoke another one in a day in my life. Put them under your foot and stomp on them. Hallelujah, Jesus. If it's anything that's in your life, you need to command them to be removed. Do not Jesus did and say, I command you in the name of Jesus. Curse that thing. Curse cancer. Curse it to the root. Tell it to die. Tell it. Say, cancer, I command you to die in the name of Jesus. Speak to diabetes. I'm talking to somebody. Speak to it. Tell diabetes to be gone. Tell your pancreas to line up with the word of God. Tell your pancreas to function as God has designed them to function. Thank you, Jesus. Command them to be removed and be cast into the sea. Tell them where to go. Speak to it. We're not talking about a natural mountain here tonight. We're not talking about a natural mountain here tonight, but we are talking about a spiritual mountain. Hallelujah, Jesus. But what about the mountain that comes in our lives that seems so large, such as sickness, tragedy, addiction, depression, poverty, marital problem, mountain that can cause one to faint? Listen at this, saints of God. Mountain that can cause one to faint. F-A-I-N-T, the word faint means don't quit. Don't turn coward. Don't throw in the towel. today, beloved. Jesus declared, hey, Lord Jesus, oh, my Lord. But I want to tell you that today. But I want to tell you today, beloved. Jesus declared in the word, hey, Lord, thank you, Father, that we, hallelujah, Jesus, that we can speak in thy faith and don't doubt. Speak in thy faith and don't doubt. And it has to obey. Speak in thy faith. There's anything in your life you need to speak. You need to speak it now. Speak it tonight. Speak in thy faith and don't doubt. And it has to obey. I had a problem about a couple of weeks ago. My left eye was a little red and irritated. And I didn't know what was wrong. And I didn't go back to the eye doctor I normally go to. I went and got a second opinion. And the doctor looked in my eyes and he looked and he checked me real thorough. And he said, Ms. Valentine, you have a hair in your eye. I don't know how many days it had been in there, but it had turned my eye a little irritated. It was a little inflamed. And I said, Lord, I need my eyes. These are your eyes, Lord. I need my eyes. I need to see. I have to read my Bible. I read other books too. The Bible is the important thing. It's better than the update newspaper. And I said, Lord, and I use the word, please. I need my eyes. I need to see. I need them because these are your eyes. And I took both of my hands, and I laid them on my eyes, y'all. And I did like the two blind men that came to Jesus. And Jesus just touched their eyes, and I laid my hands on my eyes. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I said, Lord, touch my eyes. I need a touch. Touch my eyes. I speak healing into my eyes, and I command my eye to be healed. I command my left eye, my right eye to be healed. I say 20/20 vision with glasses or without glasses. I spoke it. I spoke it. And I thank God for a healing hand. For, oh, Lord, I told him, I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, lay your nails on hands up on my eyes and let your healing power flow right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm still praying. But I know God is a healer. He told us to speak to the mountain. And I know that was a mountain in my life. That was a mountain. That was the devil trying to stop me from seeing. I said, but you can't stop me. You can't block me. And you can't hinder my work with God. And that was a song, y'all, that said, Lord, don't move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. Give me the strength to climb. That was a song that said, Lord, don't move my mountain, but I want my mountain to move. And I need the strength. Oh, God, I thank you today. Hey, Jesus, I know about shitty little kosher. That's not what Jesus said. He didn't say it was your mountain. He said, say to the mountain. Listen, y'all, listen. He said, say to the mountain, be thou removed. Hey, Lord Jesus, glory to God. I just appreciate Jesus. Lord, thank you. Jesus said, he said, say to the mountain. What we supposed to say to the mountain? Speak to him. Tell the mountain to be moved. Tell them to remove themselves. The word remove means to get rid of. Change location. Station. A residence. You got to get out of, you got to get up out of here. Bad English, but you get the truth. Let me say that again. Remove means to get rid of. Change location. Station of residence. You got to get up out of here. Bad English, but you get the truth. I'm not closing here tonight. I'm not closing here tonight. Our faith can move mountains. Did y'all hear that? I said, our faith, my faith, your faith, our faith can move mountains. mountains. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Remove means to get rid of. Change location, station, or residence. You got to get up out of here. Bad English, but you get the truth. So you see what you need to do? You need to say, you got to get up out of here. Say it. So you got to get up out of here. Come on, somebody. Say it. You got to get up out of here. Bad English, but you get the truth. That's why I told that devil, you put a square in my eye. You can't blind me, and you can't stop me from seeing. I'm God's child. I'm a warrior of Christ. And I'm on the battlefield, and I'm working for my Lord. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. And closing here tonight, oh, my God, what mountain do you have in your life that needs to be removed? Use your faith. Don't doubt. Believe. Don't doubt. Believe. I have to use my faith. It got to obey the word God declares it. Oh, my God. Jesus said it. It wrote in red letters in the Bible. Jesus said it. It wrote in red letters in the Bible. Do you see red letters in your Bible? Well, that's Jesus speaking. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Our faith can move mountains. I said our faith can move mountains. Mountain moving faith. The word of God is mountain moving faith. Our faith can move mountains. Come on, somebody. Come on now. Our faith can move mountains. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mountain moving faith. Tell it where to go. Speak to it. Say what the word of God says. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I love what Jesus said. Verily, verily, in one translation. And the other one say, truly, truly, I say unto you, hey, Lord, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Tell that thing where to go. Go into the sea. Praise your word. Send your vote. Call out of our shanda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes to your will. Yes to your ways. And yes to your word. Yes to your will. Yes to your ways. And yes to your word. I'm talking about mountain moving faith. Our faith can move mountains. Your faith can move mountains, but you got to speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Whatever it is that you're dealing with or going through in your life, it's a mountain. Go ahead on and say, mountain. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, ocean and the coast. Da, 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 da. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mountain moving faith. Our faith can move mountains. I love the word. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. Faith is now, when, now, right now, when, Sister Virginia, now, when, now, faith is now, hey, Lord. Right now, Jesus, hallelujah. Right now, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Somebody needs to lift their hands and say, our faith can move mountains. Go ahead on and lift your hands and say, our faith can move mountains. Lift your hands and say, our faith can move mountains. But you got to speak to it. Like Jesus spoke to the demons. He spoke to sickness and disease. He spoke to the wind. And the sea, and it obeyed. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Oh, I love you, Lord. And I praise your name. I magnify your name. And I lift you up, Lord. Because our faith can move mountains. Our faith. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.